Welcome to Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak bunts towards first. Hodges fields the ball and throws to Drysdale covering. Safe. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam catches it and throws to second with Zimmer covering, to double up Speak. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Amoros strikes out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gilliam takes first base on ball four. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Snider settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to second. Roy Campanella batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards center. Walls fields it and throws to second to catch Hodges for the out. Cimoli moves to third. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Littrell strikes out. One out. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kizer strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Drysdale strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Amoros is 0 for 1 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Kizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Snyder. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cimoli throws the ball into Zimmer who tags Long trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Neiman moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell is walked intentionally. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Hodges reaches second base with a double. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Drysdale is 0 for 1 in the game. Drysdale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaras is 0 for 2 in the game. Amaras hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to third. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cimoli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gilliam tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls strikes out. two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Campanella is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Littrell. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Littrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Littrell strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Don Kaiser. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bolger strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale is 0-for-2 in the game. Drysdale hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amoros is 0-for-3 in the game. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Gilliam goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Don Elston now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cimoli moves to second. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0-for-3 in the game. Campanella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. Hodges moves to second. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Turk Lowne now pitching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Hodges moves to third. Campanella moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive towards short. Zimmer catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Banks moves to second. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City.